Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about our good friend Jeff Zabar being back on the show. Jeff's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 1999, and he's joining us now to talk to us about something that's really important, a really important topic. Jeff Zabar, welcome back.
You know what? I can't get enough Cheese Whiz. That's a pretty important topic for the day, so let's explore that.
There are therapy and medicinal regimens that you can take to get rid of that, by the way.
Intervention!
We may have to do a Cheese Whiz intervention or something.
There you go.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Folks, Jeff is the chief home officer, and we've depended on him for about 13 or so years now to help us make sure that, actually about 14 years to help us to understand how to run our businesses better, especially those of us who are smaller, on the micro side. Jeff, we're glad you're here. And one of the things I spoke to an audience last night, and I was talking to them about how to stay connected. I should say how to stay up with your customer expectations. How to make sure that you know what they want. And the only way to do that is ask them. And one of the things that's interesting these days that you didn't have to do 20 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, and that's to ask them how you wanted to be connect, how do you want them to connect to you?
Right.
Go ahead.
It's a constantly changing environment. I mean, especially, for example, I mean, it went from, do you have an email, 15 years ago or so, do you have an email address?
And some of you younger folks, there was a time when you'd meet someone, someone pretty much with it, and they'd say, no, I haven't started doing that yet.
I haven't started doing that yet, exactly. So they went and got a CompuServe, and they were 89472.whatever.whatever at CompuServe.com or whatever. But, it's evolved. So it went from not having an email to using email to still, maybe they didn't know how to handle attachments, so they had to mail things, mail a disc, or drive something to you. To nowadays,
of course, let me stop you. Now, before email, it was pretty simple. You would call them, or you mailed them, or you just went by.
Exactly, and you know what?
And that was it. And there was no, you didn't ask people what they preferred. Those were just your options.
And it's a funny thing. Sometimes we should revert back to that side of that pursuit of business where we say that, just make a visit, pick up the phone, make a phone call. But nowadays, especially as social media has come onto the scene, I had a client this morning, Facebook IM me, instant message me through the Facebook service, the Facebook IM client. And it's really a, I don't prefer it, but do you tell a client don't? I think sometimes
so
I'm not
client,
on Facebook.
A client IM'd you because you guys are connected on Facebook.
Because we are connected on Facebook. And we're connected on a sort of a personal relationship. We're friends,
right,
as they would say, on Facebook. Now, I've had people message me, which is different than IM. Message is a message is sent. It's usually longer form as opposed to with instant message. It pops up on your screen. You see it there. And, I've gone so far as to tell people, I've responded and corresponded with them, but then I've gone so far as to say, to include my email address and say, please, in the future, don't message me on Facebook because I'm not always on the service.
Always there, yeah.
But
you can't say that to a customer.
You can't. It's hard to say
that. I can say that to you. You can say that to me, but a customer, you can't. I mean, I had a. And folks, if you deal with larger companies, more and more of your contacts are going to be younger contacts.
Right.
And I had one of those. I've had one of those recently, and that person wanted me to tweet them.
Right.
They wanted to connect with me by tweeting.
Right. And, where does that fit in your workflow? And as much as we may want to encourage them to pursue it another way, so to speak. Like, we might want to say, you know, email really works best to catch me because I have it on my hip. Whenever I'm out, it's
email
there.
For business is still rock solid.
It's rock solid. It's the gold standard. And
it's you've got records of contacts. You've got
right.
You can do the threads. You can attach. I mean, it's email is still the best invention for business. In my career, basically, pretty close, one of the top five, I guess, in my career. And it's just, and everybody has email, right?
So,
but still, you've got to, you know, as I was telling this audience last night, Jeff, if you want to find out what your social media strategy should be and what kind of technology you should be using, including your mobile strategy.
Right.
Some of that will come from asking a customer, how do you want me to connect with you?
Right, right. And you know what? It's like negotiating, you know, in the sense that if you want to, you know, the first person who puts the first offer on the table, you know, assuming it's the offer they're most seeking, you know, generally they have a slight upper hand. So if you're negotiating with somebody and you say, you know what, email really works best for me. Don't, you know, you won't come across as the person who said, I don't want a Facebook, I don't want an IM, I don't want a text. You've put out there, I'd prefer email, or I prefer this. Or, you know, or if you are connected and you're using social media as a strategy for your business, as a marketing strategy, then it doesn't really matter how they reach out to you because you're already entrenched in all those, or you have somebody in your business who is watching over all that. So if you get
it's the reason why you want to make sure that even if you are a little long in the tooth and you're not big on Twitter, or maybe not even big on Facebook, it's the reason why you want to make sure that you're doing it. You have the ability to do it because you don't want to say to a customer, oh, yeah, I probably should get on that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, exactly.
That's not what they're going to want to hear. And let me tell you something else, Jeff. They won't always tell you that you may not have that conversation unless you bring it up. I mean, I do recommend you bring it up, but if you don't, if you email them and they're not using email regularly for whatever reason, you just won't get them.
Right. Right.
You'll just drop out of their lives.
You cannot take the chance of losing out on customers. So whatever their channel is, you know, first off, back to my point from a moment ago, you should be on every social media channel. If your customer base is out there, if a fraction of your customer base is out on social media, whether that's Facebook, LinkedIn, even Pinterest, they're watching YouTube videos.
You know, Jeff, let's just establish this. Assume that everybody is.
Right.
Just assume that everybody is. Because the people who aren't are either going to never do it and they're going to retire and do whatever, and the people who are not are going to stay in business, they're going to have to be on social media. Hold that thought, Jeff. Got to take a quick break, folks. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Be right back with more of this from our good friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.